This special program was brought to you by the Dairy Farm Families of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Did you know that today Wisconsin produces more than 600 varieties, types, and styles of American, international style, and original cheeses that win more awards than any other state or country? To learn more, visit eatwisconsincheese.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Business.
Ah, the specialty market. The word conjures up visions of rows upon rows of jars full of exotic snacks, salumis and aged cheeses, 20 kinds of olive oil, vinegars, and more. But in today's rapidly changing and consolidating grocery market, how's the specialty market making do? Is it still a magical place for discovering high-quality local and international products, or an outdated outpost of overpriced goods? Larry's Market, in Milwaukee's suburb of Brown Deer, has been in the business of specialty foods for a while. Larry Erler has lived three blocks away from the formerly named Brown Deer Market and worked there his whole life. He bought the shop in 1970, and thanks to a high-end clientele, Larry's became the first specialty market in Wisconsin and has stood in the same spot on North Deerwood Drive for the last 100 years.
It was a very traditional grocery store, but kind of with a twist because we used to home deliver to the Gold Coast of Milwaukee. Some of the old industrial families, the Elines from Schlitz, the Pabst Davidsons from Harley Davidson, Strattons from Briggs & Stratton. So we always had a kind of a well-to-do customer base that had an interest in good food. And then my father ended up buying the store in 1970. And that's the first year we went to the Fancy Food Show in New York City. And that's where our specialty food store started.
That's Steve Erler, who bought Larry's from his father in the early 1990s and now runs the shop with his wife. Though Larry's was a trailblazer in the Midwest, specialty products in America harken back to World War II, when Reese Finer Foods made its name on selling exotic delicacies like canned rhinoceros and Bengal tiger. Max Reese had fled from Europe to America and was intent on bringing the delicacies of the old world, the good stuff like caviar, foie gras, French cheeses, across the pond. While people would stop and stare at products like canned giant ants, they stayed for the more European flavors that have since become mainstays in the gourmand's taste vocabulary.
Max Reese was somebody who had escaped from Europe, come here, having been a successful business person in Europe, landed in Chicago, and started selling these products that were unfamiliar to American consumers. The names of the little markets themselves are, most of them are kind of lost to history, but Reese, for example, started off by loading products in the back of his car, but eventually, in the period of economic prosperity following the war in the United States, people started to move out to the suburbs and had more space and were entertaining at home a lot more and had money to entertain. The gourmet market in the suburbs became really significant places of spreading this culture of specialty food and novelty food.
That's Dana Goodyear, a reporter for The New Yorker and author of Anything That Moves, which traces the rise of American foodie culture in all of its extremes. As tastes expanded and grew more sophisticated, Steve Erler and his father Larry were sort of like the Max Reese's of Wisconsin, paving the way for the finer things in life to make their way to the Midwest.
We were kind of pioneers of the specialty food business in Milwaukee. We were the first ones to start selling French cheese, brie, Roquefort, Camembert, things like that back in the 70s. We started selling croissants here in the late 70s. We were the Perrier distributor back then. We were at the forefront of a lot of things.
Today, Larry's Market has shifted its focus to the treasures in its own backyard, specifically Wisconsin cheesemakers and other local producers who are churning out everything from homemade pot stickers to Texan pimento cheese to pecans. Steve also works closely with producers to package their products, market them, and get them out into the world, though they've been needing less help with that lately.
Tastes have become more sophisticated in Wisconsin. There's a whole new generation of cheesemakers in Wisconsin coming up that are very innovative. They're trying to make original cheeses. The last couple years, there've been a lot of female cheesemakers in Wisconsin that have won awards, which is really exciting. It's not the old boys network so much anymore. And there's just a lot more originality coming up, I think, in these cheese producers. And also with some of these other food producers, they're being a little more innovative. They're not copying things, but really being original, which is a sign of maturity in the specialty food industry, I think.
Still, it's a tough market out there. Specialty foods is a $20 billion industry, but that's just a tiny sliver of the grocery store's $585 billion profit margin. As usual, though, Larry's has plans to stay ahead of the curve.
We'll trend more towards food service because that's the one thing people can't compete one-on-one with you. You know, they can sell the same piece of cheese as I can, maybe not as well or not as fresh, but they can sell it, and maybe they'll sell it cheaper. But the sandwich I make or the salad I make is going to be a little more unique, so people will come here for my product if they appreciate what I put into it. That's how we try to differentiate. Just selling packaged goods on the shelves isn't going to do it anymore.
As far as Dana Goodyear can see, the specialty market is far from dead. In fact, it's experiencing quite a renaissance.
We are returning to a time of reliance on the specialty food store. I mean, now people who have adopted this identity of foodie, or, you know, people who are really invested in what they're eating and having things that are different and sort of a little bit of the show-off factor that has always been part of gourmet culture in America, they want to go to a little store that, you know, Whole Foods has thousands of exquisite luxury food products, but it's not very exciting to show up at somebody's house as a guest or to serve at your own house when you're having friends over. Something came out of Whole Foods, or if everything came out of Whole Foods, you know, you want to go to a place where the proprietor can tell you a little story about the provenance of the product, or can help you pair the cheese with the wine, or, you know, tell you something about the difference between American so-called caviar and Caspian caviar. And I think what those stores do now for people is they give consumers a stronger connection to the product than, say, a Whole Foods.
Steve Erler and his team continue to cement Larry's place in the specialty foods market in America. By elevating small local producers, they've contributed to the Wisconsin economy and helped get talented cheesemakers and business people on the map. As the grocery markets continue to consolidate, Larry's continues to introduce new, local, high-quality products and serve a mean lunch and catering business. Shopping at Larry's and independent stores like it is just one way to put your money into smart, fresh, innovative food and the people who make it. For Heritage Radio Network, this is Talia Ralph.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.